lot to be thankful for.
Amen.
All the flooding we're experiencing, you know, pretty typical monsoon season. Been dry a couple of years, but all the water influx, nothing new. Did you see that NASA warned the wobble in the moon's orbit could cause flooding? Shortly after that, you saw all the flooding in West Europe and then parts of China and Asia.
Moon wobble?
Moon wobble.
Is causing this?
According to NASA. Not in Arizona. One more reason to be proud and happy that you live in the great state of Arizona.
Well, and did you see that in Dubai, they're using drones?
Oh, I got that for next week.
To electric charge the particles in the air and create clouds?
Yes. Yep, got that set up for next week.
We're talking about, in this particular segment right here, about shower heads. And if you haven't, you know, as a remodeling contractor, bathroom remodeling does tend to be one of the projects we're called out to homeowners very, very, very often. Kitchens and baths tend to be the biggest demand of requests that we've been servicing for a long time. And people always ask me about pictures they've seen in magazines or on the internet of showers, luxury showers with multiple heads. Well, I want body sprays here, and I want shower heads here, and I want the rainforest shower head directly above my head. It's amazing how much coaching we have to go through with folks. Well, we can do all that, but if you want your master shower with that many shower heads, know this. Before we buy one shower head, you're going to spend about $4,000 bringing a larger plumbing line from your water meter all the way to your master shower. Most homes are run with 3/4 or 1-inch water lines, and it just isn't enough water for you to flow that many shower heads. So it's an expensive option. And Jennifer and I recently stayed in a nice resort where it had the shower head, and I said, oh, Jennifer's going to like this. I bet she's going to want this at home now.
You're talking about the rain ones?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't like them. It's just too different from what I'm used to. It's not enough water force to, I don't know, I just don't like it.
And there's no way to shower in that without getting your hair wet.
That's true. It's okay for something novel, but no, I don't want it every day. So I let you off the hook on that one. You don't have to spend $4,000 upgrading our plumbing.
Fantastic.
But there are some great ones you can use that don't require all that. They've got, the Kohler has those really neat ones with aromatherapy in them, like you guys mentioned.
Yeah.
Those are really super cool, kind of little spa experience. During COVID, people were looking for ways to feel a little comfort, so that was kind of a cool thing they could do, a little spa effect.
It seems like the head we're installing more often than not is on a flex cord that mounts on the wall that you can take down, and it has a multi-use massage function dial up in the actual wand itself. That seems to be what is most popular for our clients that we're currently working with right now. That's not to say they don't have a fixed shower head in the shower somewhere, but the wand handheld that you can take down. And I'll tell you the other thing people are using a lot right now is they want a little fold-down bench that they can actually just sit down and let the hot water just run over their shoulders or give them a place to shave their legs, rest, relax, that sauna environment.
Yeah. I found some really neat ones. You know, traditionally all those kind of things have been considered to be kind of medical grade and sterile. But KBiz, our kitchen and bath show, international show that we like, awarded a company by the name of Design by Intent. And it's a woman-owned company, and they have some what they would consider luxury items in that department. And one of them is their sit-down shower, and it has a piece that you would expect. It's just kind of a pretty flat contoured surface, comes in different metal finishes. But then it also has another piece that goes against the wall, so it's as if it's still leaning your back up against and actually has some armrests. So kind of nice options. And then, so there's all kinds of things you can do that don't look like you're in a hospital.
And we never talk to people about showers without talking about how are we going to drain it. the barrier-free entry seems to be very common right now.
Well, it's one of the most fantastic things to do for someone aging in place or someone injured, to keep from having to step over things and fall. That balance thing gets to be such an issue, and falling is way up there in percentage of for older people. Falling ends up leading to other many other complications and
a high percentage of those falls are occurring in the bathroom.
Like 83%. 83%
of the falls for the elderly are occurring in the bathroom. So the zero barrier, the barrier-free entrance into the showers, not only is becoming practical for the in the case that you would be limited mobility in a wheelchair, but they become very sexy. People just want them. They just look great. But then we've got to deal with how are we going to treat the floor so it isn't slippery. And we've experimented with several things at our house and with our clients.
We have. So you don't want to choose a real slippery tile. We have an older bathroom, and you, like 3 years ago, you spent a bunch of money to have our whole bathroom tile cleaned up, and it was beautiful and slick and shiny, and then you were injured. And you were coming home, and you were pretty weak, so I investigated and found a product called Slip Doctor, and I ruined that new tile floor because, I mean, it's not as shiny. It's fine, but it's a liquid you paint on, and it makes fine etching lines into whatever surface. There's different ones. It's called Slip Doctor. You can find it at slipdoctor.com, and you can find it for bathtubs and for tiles and even different kinds of flooring where you would just paint it on there. It's simple. And then it just, you leave it for a few minutes and then you wipe it off and it creates that etching. And it's still, it lasts forever because it's a permanent change in that flooring.
Etches it just enough not to visually change the look of the shower, but it does give your foot just a little bit of resistance. We've tried rubber mats. They seem to work pretty well, but they can be hard on your feet.
And they're ugly. But rubber is one of the best things you could do as far as if you really need to be careful with someone. We tried a new one recently, also from this Design by Intent company. They carry it. It's a beautiful teak mat that you put in your floor, and it has little rubber feet on it. And it is very hard to move. And if you just put it up against all the way up against the wall, it's very, very stable. And that's been really nice. The water flows under it. It's really a nice surface to stand on.
And then we see people installing handrails, which are very, very common anymore. I would only like to tell you, let you know, that generally speaking, it's considered these handlebars need to be capable of withholding and supporting 250 pounds of force.
That's minimum requirement.
So if you don't know how to anchor these, don't try it yourself, because there's nothing worse than someone slipping, grabbing something they think is going to support them, and have it come off in their hands. A minimum 250 pounds of force. That bar must be able to withstand that as an absolute minimum.
And you have to also know how to find your studs in the wall.
There's studs in the wall with stud finders. You can do the Franklin stud finder at the e-commerce store. And there are many other ways you can accomplish that. But if you're not familiar with accomplishing it, please trust somebody that does.
And those stud finders, you wouldn't necessarily go right through the shower. You would go up to the drywall above the shower, find the stud, and then take a plumb line down and mark your anchor points. You don't try and find the stud through the porcelain or tile.
Oh, true. Yeah.
Go to the top on the drywall. And that's one of the great things about the Franklin sensor. It has the digital lights on it. So it doesn't just say, hey, here's a stud. You could be on the very edge of the stud. So by the time you go down and drill through the porcelain, your thread may not be centered into the stud. That light will show you that each edge of that stud. So you know when you're right in the middle down at your anchor point. You could even get two or three anchor points into that one stud. So one of the items we sell at Rosie on the House e-store, but that is our weekly to-do shower heads. If you follow along in our home maintenance calendar, we have one item a week we tackle. It has to do with some area of maintenance or improvement on your home, castle, or cabin. You can schedule those or complete those in your home maintenance app. You can download it rosieonthehouse.com/app and keep up with all of the maintenance. And, you know, it creates a history of record of all the improvements and maintenance you've completed on your home. And it helps you do predictive projects and cash flow management. So if you've got, you know, an air conditioning unit that's life expectancy is 15 years and you're at year number 8, it'll tell you how much you can expect to pay and need to save between now and the end of that 8 years. So you're prepared to make that investment to replace the equipment. And you do that with all the elements in your home, your roof, your all the other electronic items, your refrigerator, your washing machine. You can, you know, really get the whole big picture about what it really costs to financially operate, manage your home. And then, you know, it lets you be in control of your home instead of your home in control of you. Just one of the features that we found to help become every Arizona homeowner's best friend as we take the future of housing into the digital age. Here at Rosie on the House, it's, you know, keeping next week, if you're following along in that calendar, and we go to a new month, let me flip my calendar here. It is a physical calendar we hand out. If you're already on the mailing list, don't worry, you'll be on it. But we're going to be talking about avoiding a flash flood. Now, ideally, that one would have been in there 6 weeks ago. But when we put these calendars together 18 months ahead of time, it's not always, you can't control the weather and when it comes. And we were anticipating a little bit later of a rainfall than we got. But nonetheless, that'll be our talking point for next week. And, you know, we talk about the constant growth into the state. No secret that we're getting a lot. Another scary article right on the front page of the Mansion section in the Wall Street Journal. Phoenix is turning vacationers into residents.
It is.
And it's also creating concern that a lot of pricing out of the market for locals as well.
It is, but the reason we're seeing the increase is another article in the Wall Street Journal. This is from Monday. Phoenix home prices have risen faster on an annual basis than any other metro area in America for 23 straight months. And they interview a couple realtors in here. We've exceeded San Diego, Seattle, Boston, Dallas, Tampa. And what the realtors are telling us is some of these places, California in particular, when they see what their homes can be sold for and what they can come here and buy, there's actually a story of a couple renting a home in Santa Barbara, waiting for the home prices to come down where they could afford it, took a vacation to Phoenix. So, well, look what we can buy in Phoenix. And they're now Phoenix residents. So the housing market in Phoenix stays on a tear, an absolute tear, setting a record for being the fastest growing home value for 23 straight months.